Welcome to the March 20th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show, where we do a deep dive market analysis every day and cover the biggest stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. This is your host, Space Marine, live from space. Jumping right into the market analysis, Bitcoin is pushing up against that $4,000 level this morning, just like it was yesterday evening. Around 8 p.m. Eastern United States time, Bitcoin actually went as high as 4,020, and it looked like it was really trying to get past the $4,000 level, but lo and behold, it was pushed back. It went as low as 3,960, maybe 3,970. And then Bitcoin has been recovering since that mini drop, that little crash, if you want to call it, yesterday evening. The whole crypto market actually went down at that point. The total crypto market cap dropped around 8 or 9 p.m. from $141 billion down to about $139.5 billion. So Bitcoin could not get through $4,000 last night, and it resulted in the whole crypto market dropping into the red, and the crypto market's in the red this morning. But anyways, as I speak right now, Bitcoin is right at that $4,000 level. Literally, it tried going to like 4,002 like a few minutes ago, right now it's at 3,999. And $4,000 is that critical level to watch to see if this rally can continue. Bitcoin really has to get past 4,000 in order for the crypto market to prosper. I think the crypto market is poised for a rally if Bitcoin could get through 4,000. And then all eyes are also on $4,200. $4,200 is a long-term resistance level that has been in place since December. And so we have to get through 4,000 and then we can start talking about 4,200. Which is a really critical level. If we can get through 4,200, we could be talking about a true bull run. So the whole crypto market is basically waiting for Bitcoin to get through these levels. The good news is, if you zoom out on the charts, Bitcoin has steadily risen. It's had several rallies in a row since early February. It's risen from $3,300 up to where it is now, around $4,000. But of course, in late February, Bitcoin did actually get to that $4,200 level. So around maybe like February 23rd or so, Bitcoin got to 4,200 and then it was pushed back hard. It crashed all the way to $3,700 around February 23rd, February 24th. That being said, the trend is quite upwards. It shows a lot of buying pressure and it looks like we are about to go back towards testing that long-term resistance level 4,200. Hopefully that's the case and hopefully we can get it through it this time. So jumping into the rest of the crypto market analysis, like I said, when Bitcoin got pushed back from the $4,000 level yesterday night, the whole crypto market kind of dropped into the red. So it looks red this morning for the most part. Ethereum is down 0.5%. It's at $140. That's still a lot better than the bear market low when it was like lower than $90 at one point. Ripple is down 0.2%. Litecoin down 0.2%. So like I'm saying, if Bitcoin could break through 4,000, it seems like the market's poised for a rally. These three major cryptocurrencies that I just listed are barely down. Like if Bitcoin can get through 4,000, they would quickly go into the green. EOS is down 1%. Bitcoin Cash is down 1.3%. Binance Coin is down 2.1%. So Binance Coin was having a pretty major rally over the past month, maybe even 2 months. And that was because the Binance Dex testnet launched, and soon the Binance Dex will launch. And it might be the biggest Dex in the world ever, because Binance is the biggest crypto exchange, and they created the Binance chain. So the entire decentralized exchange Dex is going to run on the Binance chain, and Binance Coin is what is going to be used as the native coin for transaction fees on that Binance chain. So Binance Coin has been rallying a lot from that, but it seems like Binance Coin has run out of its own steam. It really needs Bitcoin to break through 4,000 and 4,200 for Binance Coin's rally to continue. That's what it's looking like. Stellar down 3.7%. So Stellar was having a bit of a rally the past several days due to being listed on Coinbase. And now that rally is over. The Coinbase effect literally was just like a couple of days of gains. And now it's giving back those gains. And that's been a common theme. The Coinbase effect has been getting weaker over time. Originally, the Coinbase effect was very strong when like Litecoin and Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash were listed on Coinbase. They rallied a lot. But nowadays, it's becoming more of like a very short-term pump and dump. So that's what we're seeing with Ripple and Stellar. Ripple and Stellar were added to Coinbase within the past month, and both of them did not really gain anything on average. Tron down 0.2%. Another coin that's ready to go into the green if Bitcoin could rise above 4,000. And I'm actually watching Bitcoin's price right now. It's at 4,005. It's really trying to get through 4,000. So the crypto market is poised to go to the green if it could just get through it for real. Of course, it was at 4,012 yesterday afternoon and then 4,020 last night. And it got pushed back both times, so I'm not too excited yet. We really got to push back 4,000 and leave it in the dust. I think that would happen through some sort of short squeeze. So if we see Bitcoin's price really ramp up quickly, then we'll know it broke the $4,000 level. Basically, a short squeeze is when short orders like get ruined because the price is going up, and that causes them to cover the orders and close them. So a short trade has to be covered by Bitcoin. Like, Bitcoin has to be bought to close a short trade, and that causes the price to go up. And then the Bitcoin being bought to cover a short trade causes the price to go up and ruin another short trade, and then they cover their trade, and the price of Bitcoin goes up and up. It's kind of like a feedback loop. So oftentimes when we see a resistance level get shattered, it's via a short squeeze, and that's exactly what happened with the $3,900 level, which was broken a few days ago. So 3,900 was a very stiff resistance level that held up for a while, and 4,000 seems to be just as stiff, but 3,900 was eventually broken via a short squeeze, and that's what we're looking for at the $4,000 level. We're looking for that quick ramp up in price that indicates a short squeeze has happened and knocked out the short orders. Back to the market analysis. Cardano's up 4.8%, so that's some good news this morning. Cardano is the big winner of today, and it's positive that any crypto is rallying this morning as Bitcoin is stuck. Sometimes when a major cryptocurrency rallies, like a lot, like 4.8% is kind of a lot, that can help drive the rest of the market up because it's really bullish sentiment. Bitcoin SV down 0.2%. Monero up 2.3%. IOTA up 1.5%. And Dash up 0.7%. So there's some more bullish sentiment indicating the crypto market is trying. And the cryptocurrencies that I listed that are down, besides like Stellar and Binance Coin, which are down more significantly, most of them are barely down. Like literally, if Bitcoin could just rise up a little bit and break that $4,000 level, I think we're going to be talking about a bullish day. Heading down to Dogecoin. Dogecoin is down 1.5%. So that's the market analysis for today. All eyes are on $4,000. Right now it's at $4,008. It's really trying to break that level, so we're watching that closely. Alright, moving on to the first interesting story of the day. Cryptopia is back open. So Cryptopia is a major exchange for like small cap cryptocurrencies. Basically, like if a small coin is listed on Cryptopia, that could give it some trading activity, some community, and some value. So Cryptopia was the exchange that all the small coins wanted to get listed on until it got hacked. So Cryptopia got hacked. Apparently the hack wasn't so severe though. 9.4% of its total holdings were hacked in the worst case scenario. And Cryptopia immediately called the police when the hack happened. The police took over their office, and it was all pretty much by the book, which we have not really seen that much. Usually when an exchange gets hacked, a lot of dubious and shady and secretive things seem to happen in general in the past. And then, you know, people don't really know exactly what happened until much later when the exchange actually fails. Well, Cryptopia just called the police immediately, and the police did a full investigation. They took over the office for like a month. But now Cryptopia is back in business. The police investigation continues. They're trying to find the hackers. But Cryptopia has been found to be innocent, essentially. And they have reopened the exchange. Right now there's 40 trading pairs, or 40 cryptocurrency pairs. And they're working on opening all of them. It's just they got to make sure they're all secured. So what Cryptopia is doing is they're actually measuring how much percentage of each cryptocurrency that they lost, and taking that exact amount of cryptocurrency out of the user's accounts, and they're putting a placeholder in the account right now. It's called Cryptopia Loss Marker, CLM, and it's not a cryptocurrency. It's just like a marker to show how much money each person lost in their account, and it's not tradable yet. It might be tradable eventually, and there's no plan put in place yet to reimburse customers. So, for example, people that had Bitcoin and Cryptopia got 86% of their actual Bitcoins back, and then 14% of that was put into Cryptopia Loss Marker. For Ethereum, it's more severe, apparently. They're saying maybe 100% of the Ethereum was stolen, so it's going to be like 100% given back in Cryptopia Loss Marker, which is not worth anything right now. And then Litecoin had a 43%, they call it a haircut, basically, so They got like 57% of the balance back in Litecoin and then 43% Cryptopia loss marker. So they're doing this on a coin-by-coin basis and being pretty exact about distributing the losses across the users per coin. They're not just taking 9.4% out of each user's account. They're distributing the losses according to what coins users had. And there's no plan in place, like I said, yet for reimbursement. And we'll keep you updated on this to see if Cryptopia actually reimburses the customers for the hack or if they write it off as a loss. We'll see what happens. There's no guarantees right now. Moving on to the next story of the day. Some really good news about Bitcoin. The hash rate has risen back up as of yesterday. Or actually, it was March 18th to 52.5 exahash per second. So the highest Bitcoin's hash rate ever went was perhaps, it looks like, late August was up to 62 exahash per second. And that's a tremendous amount of hash rate. I remember in the past when I started in Bitcoin, it was like literally in terahashes and petahashes per second. Now we're in exahashes. The Bitcoin mining hash rate has been growing kind of exponentially over the years, except when Bitcoin's price really crashed during the worst of this bear market. In the middle of December when the bear market hit its worst, when Bitcoin hit 3,100, the Bitcoin mining hash rate declined from about 60 exahash per second, maybe on average 55 exahash per second, down to as low as 32 exahash per second. So that's the worst it hit in early December. And that represented lots of mining equipment being turned off because the miners were scared. They thought, they're losing more money on electricity than they're making, and Bitcoin keeps going down. So a lot of miners turned off their equipment. But now what we're seeing, now that Bitcoin's showing some signs of, like, consistent gains since early February, we're seeing the hash rate just absolutely spike up. So, in the first week of March, the hash rate was as low as 40 exahash per second, or even as low as 38 exahash per second. And now it's up to 52 exahash per second, 52.5 to be precise. So a lot of the mining equipment that was turned off during the worst of the bear market is being turned back on, and that indicates miners expect Bitcoin's price to rise. So maybe some of this mining equipment that's been turned on is not yet profitable, but miners are seeing how Bitcoin is so close to going on a bull run. It just has to break through 4,000 and then 4,200, and then we could be talking about a real bull run like we haven't seen in a long time. So the miners are turning back on their equipment. Most of the equipment in the world for Bitcoin mining has been turned back on. Really, it has. Like, the most it ever was 62 exahash per second, so maybe there's like 10 exahash per second of equipment that still has yet to be turned on, but most of it is back on, as opposed to half of it being turned off during the worst of the bear market. Like, literally half of the mining equipment in the world for Bitcoin was turned off when the bear market hit its worst. So now most of it's back on. Miners might be expecting Bitcoin to rally. Very positive sign. This is also very good news for the mining equipment manufacturers like Bitmain. Bitmain has been hit hard. Like, Bitmain was going to do an initial public offering, IPO, on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. I think that's still in play. I don't think they were rejected yet. But it looked very doubtful because they were losing tons of money, because the fact that the miners were turning all their equipment off meant that literally miners were buying nothing from Bitmain or the other mining manufacturers compared to normal. Like, relatively, people were buying, like, no mining equipment, basically. And so the mining manufacturers had a complete dry up of sales, and their inventories got totally stacked up. Like, whatever they were manufacturing got stuck in the inventory. Heavy losses for mining equipment manufacturers. Some cloud mining sites did not survive the bear market, and maybe some smaller mining manufacturers did not survive the bear market. But anyways, Bitmain's still there, and now it's looking like the light's at the end of the tunnel for them. And you know, if the hash rate rises back up to 60 exahash per second and then keeps going, like, let's say Bitcoin breaks $4,200 and keeps rallying and all the mining equipment is turned back on, then people are going to start buying more mining equipment and Bitmain can finally sell off their inventory and start manufacturing new equipment and get back to business. So the whole Bitcoin mining industry, like the manufacturers, are really looking at that $4,200 level as well. Like, they could be saved if Bitcoin could rally sometime soon and get through 4,200. All right, moving on to the next interesting story of the day. This one's kind of wacky. So the Hielama Civil Defense, and I'm going to spell it out because I don't know how to pronounce this, is C-H-E-O-L-L-I-M-A, Civil Defense. The CCD is selling post-liberation blockchain visas for North Korea. So what they're proposing here is that they're selling visas to go to North Korea for after North Korea is liberated. So what they're doing is they're trying to raise money to liberate North Korea. Apparently, they have so far raised $57,000 in Bitcoin, even though the sale for the visas does not start yet. I guess they raised it through other mechanisms. But anyways, they're going to sell 200,000 visas, and they're using the Ethereum blockchain for this. So this is an interesting example of real anti-government protesters and activists in North Korea actually using blockchain technology to spread their message and enhance the organization. They're going to be selling these visas for one Ethereum each, which is like $140 right now, and that could change over time. And they're selling 200,000 of them. So they're trying to raise 200,000 Ethereum for visas that mean nothing right now, actually. I mean, someone could buy this visa and contribute to this organization that's trying to overthrow the North Korean government. But they literally can't use them, maybe ever. Even if North Korea's government got overthrown, that does not mean that the civil defense organization, the CCD, will be in charge. So these visas probably mean nothing. It's basically just like a donation to try to overthrow North Korea and contribute to this organization that will do stuff to overthrow North Korea. So that's really controversial stuff. But here's the cool thing about Ethereum. And by the way, the visas are non-fungible tokens. So like they're secured by the Ethereum blockchain. The visas can't be deleted or whatever you want to call them. They're not really going to act as visas. I do not see a scenario where 200,000 Ethereum is enough to overthrow the North Korean government, but maybe they'll contribute to overthrowing it or something like that. But, you know, these visas will probably never be used. But anyways, no matter how much North Korea hates this scheme, I'm sure North Korea has seen this and they're like, wow, this is horrible. Let's delete Ethereum. You can't delete Ethereum. So it's so secure. It's cryptographically secure and decentralized. So literally these non-fungible Ethereum tokens that represent visas for the overthrow of North Korea cannot be deleted. So that's a great example of the decentralization of blockchain technology. Like, literally, the money that's being raised for these visas can't be taken away. It's secured. And also, the visas themselves can't be deleted. They're on a decentralized network. So that just shows the power of blockchain technology to be used against a government, basically. The government, no matter what government it is or how much they hate that idea, they can't stop this because it's on the blockchain. Moving on to the next interesting story of the day. So Huobi is launching an ICO sort of thing, like an ICO platform. So it started with the Binance Launchpad. Like, the Binance Launchpad launched like BitTorrent token and I think another one at this point. And when Binance Launchpad is launching a cryptocurrency ICO, it like sells out in like less than a minute. I think the last one sold out in a few seconds. It's like, and we're talking like millions of dollars raised in a few seconds. So that's like extremely successful, the Binance Launchpad. So other cryptocurrency exchanges have been copying this idea because it's such a good idea for raising money for ICOs. Bittrex is launching initial exchange offering platform. And then KU Coin is launching something called Spotlight, which is like the same thing. And now we're seeing Huobi. So Huobi is a global class exchange as well, often in the top three, right up there with Binance. So Huobi is launching Huobi Prime, which is going to be used to launch ICOs just like the Binance Launchpad. So we're seeing this new trend in ICOs where the major exchanges actually get together with the ICO companies and launch the ICO right then and there on the exchange. And that's a lot more optimized and efficient because you have all these customers on the exchanges from around the world. There's a lot of customers in countries where the ICOs are allowed. Like, the United States did ban ICOs unless they're approved by the SEC, and the SEC has not approved any ICOs. But the United States is not the only country in the world. There's like hundreds of countries in the world. So lots of people around the world are still able to buy ICO coins. And now we got these major exchanges with international customers where ICOs are legal, launching the ICOs right on their exchange. And as much trouble as ICOs have brought, like, ICOs might have precipitated a lot of the bear market because a lot of the ICOs ended up failing or being scams. Anyways, I think it's a bullish sign that ICOs are coming back. Like, we're seeing successful ICOs recently, and that wasn't happening for months during the worst of the bear market. And now, suddenly, we're seeing a resurgence in ICO activity. So, that's a sign that the crypto market's becoming bullish again. People are investing millions of dollars into, like, each and every ICO that comes across these platforms, it seems like. These new launchpad sort of platforms. So, the ICO industry is coming back already. And meanwhile, Bitcoin is trying to curl up, and the mining hash rate for Bitcoin is going up. So we're seeing a lot of positive bullish signs. And maybe in a few months, if the market could keep going up like this, we could say, yeah, the bottom was back there, and we're leaving the bear market. Of course, we're still in the midst of the bear market. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. The bear market could be vicious and rapid, and we can't say it's over yet. That would be ignorant to say it's over right now, but there's a lot of signs that it's trying to end, and the bottom is perhaps forming. So that's all we have for you today on this March 20th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode and go to Crypto.IQ 24/7 for the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. Also join the Crypto.IQ trading desk. They have made over 280% profits since July. Actually, 314% since July now. They updated it. They're constantly making more profits. So 314% profits since July at the Crypto.IQ trading desk. And if you join the Crypto.IQ trading desk, you can see their profitable expert trades in real time. And they have a full analysis of each trade. And you can even ask the Crypto.IQ traders questions in real time and they'll answer you in real time. So join that Crypto.IQ trading desk today. There's a 2-week free trial right now, so there's no risk to join. And if you join this Crypto.IQ trading desk, it's the best way to become an expert cryptocurrency trader. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out. I remain in space.